Today we're going to learn Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We are holding at the two dots in Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echad B'Tishrei. The Mishnah had said that when it comes to Ma'aser Behema, the Tanakhama holds that the Rosh Hashanah is Echad Be'elul. But Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold that Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema is Echad B'Tishrei. So the Gemara is going to explain what exactly are they arguing about. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both darsh in the same pasuk. Shenemar, Lov Shucharim Hatzon. The Tzon will become, the sheep will become pregnant, they'll become fat. And they'll be covered with grain without any empty spot. When the time of harvesting will come in Nisan, and the tavua, the grain, will be in its shell, so the wind is going to blow, and the grain is going to smack against each other, and it's going to be as if it's singing, because it's going to make noise. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir holds, Amos, I love Shukar Matzon. When is the Zman of the pregnancy of sheep? Bizman Sha'amakum Yat Vavar. That's when the grain becomes covered in its shell. Amos, I amakum Yat Vavar. And when does that happen? Ba'adar, which is when in Chodesh Adar, when the grain sprouts. Mis Abros Ba'adar. So if the sheep become pregnant in Adar, the Yoldos Ba'av, they'll give birth in Av, because their pregnancies typically last 5 months. Rosh Hashanah Shalahen, Elul. And therefore, when it comes to Ma'aser Behema, the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Elul, which is the month right after Av, because that's when most of the sheep of that year have already been born, since most of them are already born in Av. So Rosh Chodesh Elul becomes Rosh Hashanah. Rav Lozer B'Shimon Omrin, Amos I love Shukar Matzon, Bizman Shiaro Af Yashiru. When do the sheep actually become pregnant? That's when the grains in the field start singing Shira by because it's ready time for harvesting, and they're banging against each other in the wind. Amos Ashibolim Omro Shira B'Nisan. When does that happen? That happens in Nisan. Ooh, so Mesabros B'Nisan. It must be that they become pregnant in Nisan, and therefore, if you do the math, Yoldos Be'elul, they only first give birth in Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah Shalahen Tishrei, and therefore that makes them Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. Says the Gemara, the Idoch Nami, Rameir holds the Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behema is Elul, Haksiv Yisro'au Af Yashiru. Doesn't the Pasuk say that the time of the pregnancy of the sheep is going to be during Chodesh Nisan? How is he going to explain his Shita that the Ibor of the Kvasim, that the pregnancy of the sheep is in Adar? Hahu Ba'aflo Sadavin B'Nisan. No, that's the later sheep get pregnant in Nisan, but the large majority of them, it happens in Chodesh Adar. V'idach Nami, and those who disagree, Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon, who hold that the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema is in Tishrei, since they become pregnant in Nisan, what do you do with the Pasuk Oksiva Amakim Yat Vuvar? So explain, Uba Charbiyasa Dasin Me'adar, that's talking about the sheep that get pregnant early, but most of them get pregnant a month later. So I guess we'll make a main point over there. Main point number one, Machlokas, when Rosh Hashanah for the Ma'aser Behema depends on when you assume sheep typically give birth, whether sheep typically give birth in Av or in Elul. So ask the Gemara, Bishlam, the Rav Meir Einstein, very well according to Rav Meir, that most of the Kvasim, most of the sheep become pregnant in Adar Kidichziv. That's why the Pasuk says, Lav Shukar Matzon, which is the time that they get pregnant, Bizman Shamakum Yat Vavar, which is Adar. The Ikonami, and there's also some Kvasim that also Yisrael Af Yashiru, that will only get pregnant in Nisan, that will be a little late. So the order of the Pasuk makes sense, because first it describes what happens to most of the sheep, and then it describes what happens to some of the sheep. El Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon hold that most of the sheep become pregnant in Nisan at the time that Yisrael Af Yashiru. It should have said it the opposite. They love Shukar Matzon. When did they become pregnant? Bizman she is throw up Yashiru in Nisan. And Viikanami da Makim Yat Fuvar. And then, parenthetically, some will already get pregnant as early as Adar. So why is the pasuk out of order? Why would it describe what happens to the minority of sheep before it describes what happens to the majority? Ella Amarava, so rather Rava says, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon are not disagreeing with Rabbi Meir about when sheep become pregnant. The Kulei Alma, love Shukar Matzon, Bizman Shamakim Yat Fuvar. Everyone agrees that the sheep become pregnant at Amakam Yashuvar, which is Ba'adar. V'hacha b'hai kra kamifugi. Over here, they're arguing about the following pasuk with regard to Meiser Behema. The pasuk says Aser ta'aser, and it goes on to say it's called Tvasar Achayazes Hashana Shana, meaning this is a pasuk about taking regular Meiser, and the Chachamim Darshan, the reason the pasuk says a double Lashon, Aser Ta'aser, is because b'shnei ma'aser sakasa medaber. It's not only talking about regular ma'aser, it's talking about two different types of ma'aser. Echad ma'aser behema, the echad ma'aser dagan, both ma'aser behema and ma'aser dagan, to link the two with each other. Rabbi Meir Savar, makish ma'aser behema le'ma'aser dagan, ma'aser dagan samuch le'gemaro isuro. Rabbi Meir says that the link between Meisr Dagan and Meisr Behema, between Meisr on grains and Meisr on animals, is to teach us that just like when it comes to Meisr on grains, as soon as it is complete, you take Meisros, so too, af Meisr Behema, samach l'gamri suro. So too, as soon as all the babies are born, by Meisr Behema, you're supposed to take the Meisros. And therefore, since the time that most of them are born is in Chodesh Av, the Meisros would begin Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is right after that. But Rabbi Shimon Savri makash Meisr Behema leMeisr Dagan in the following way. We link Meisr Behema to Meisr Dagan. Ma Meisr Dagan Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. Just like in Meisr Dagan, the Rosh Hashanah of Meisr Dagan is Tishrei. So it's not about the proximity to when it's completed. Rather, it's about what specific month, that it's the month of Tishrei. Av Meisr Behema Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. So to Meisr Behema, the Rosh Hashanah, its Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. So that's a second explanation of the Machlokas. So maybe let's add that on to the previous main point, and we'll just make it one big point. And the point is that the Machlokas, whether the Rosh Hashanah for Meisr Behema is Rosh Chodesh El, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, is either a Machlokas about when animals typically give birth, when sheep typically give birth, whether it's Av or Elul, or it's a machlokas what to derive from the hekesh between Meisr Dagan and Meisr Behema. Do we derive that the proximity of the Gamro is Isuro, or do we derive when exactly the date of its Rosh Hashanah is? Good, we have learned in the Mishnah Bechad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah in terms of Rosh Hashanah, in terms of years. L'may hilchsa, what halacha is that relevant to? Amrav Papa l'shtaros, in order to know whether a shtar is a shtar muktam or a shtar mu'uchar, whether it's a post-dated or predated shtar, based on the number of years that it describes since the king took over, those years begin in Tishrei. If there wasn't a set time that years would be counted, and each melech would just count from the day that he took office, so you could have a shtar that was written and signed by Edom based on a lova's request without the Edom seeing the halva'a, and the edus of the halva'a is from a different time, and we don't know if the zman that's written in the shtar is before the halva'a or after the halva'a. The shtar might say, for example, Chodesh Kislev of the third year. Edom, who saw the actual loan, might say it was in Tammuz of the third year, but we don't know if Kislev is before Tammuz or Kislev is after Tammuz. It really depends on what you define as the cutoff and what you define as the Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan, just like we went to the Mishnah, Shtari Chov Hamuktamin Psulin Vamucharan Ksherin. And this is relevant. It's so important to know whether it's a Shtar Muktam or Shtar Mu'uchar, because if it's a Shtar Muktam, if it's a predated shtar, it's going to be possible, like we learned, because then you're going to be able to take from the chasim shabadim unlawfully. Whereas the muchar and the shtar chov muuchar is perfectly kosher. So the Gemara says, how can that be what the Mishnah means? Vatnan, this same Mishnah says, Be'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, that Echad b'nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, v'armin l'mayim chasov v'amnochiz l'sharos. And over there the nafkamina was for shtaros. So how can you say that the nafkamina of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei being Rosh Hashanah is for shtaros, the nafkamina for Rosh Hashanah l'malachim is for shtaros? Says Marlo Kasha, Kan l'malchi Yisrael, Kan l'malchi umos ha'olam. One is talking about Malchi Yisrael, the other is talking about Malchi umos ha'olam. By Malchi Yisrael, it's Nisan, by Malchi umos ha'olam, it's Tishrei. But that which Rav Chisda said, that the Roshana for a Malachim is in Nisan, is only by Malchi Yisrael. Malchi Yisraelim we already count from Roshana is Tishrei. Rav Chisda mas Nisan as Elosh Minon. Why would I need Rav Chisda to teach me that if that's in fact just the simple pshat of the Mishnah? Says Gemara, lo, Rav Chisda kroy as Elosh Minon. Rav Chisda is coming to tell us how we know that from Psukim, that there's a difference between Malchei Umos HaOlam and Malchei Yisrael. Meaning, in Chinami, Rav Chisda's Chiddush is not that we start counting Malchei Umos HaOlam's years from Tishrei and Malchei Yisrael's years from Nisan. It's how we know that you start counting Malchei Umos HaOlam's years from Tishrei and Malchei Yisrael's years from Nisan. The Iba Yisema, or it could be Rav Chisda's Chiddush actually is this very din. And he's not just teaching us again what it says in the Mishnah, because Rav Chisda Krabi Zeira Masila. Rav Chisda will explain the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah Lashanim, like Rabbi Zeira explains it. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Rabbi Zeira says, when we say Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for years, it means Litkufa, that the Tkufa Sachama begins in Tishrei. Rabbi Lazar Yidamar B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. And this is like Rabbi Lazar, who says that the world was in fact created in Tishrei. What does that mean? The Tkufa Sachama. So a solar year is divided into four Tkufos. And Rabbi Zeira explains that that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that the first Tkufa, the first season, is what we call Tkufas Tishrei. Because in Tishrei, the world was created, and that's when the sun and the moon were put in the sky. So it makes sense to count a season starting from then. The Gemara says another potential pshat in the Mishnah. Now, our third pshat in the Mishnah, Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar. What does it mean that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim Ledin? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Mereishis Hashanah V'Yadach Rishana. Mereishis Hashanah Nidon Ma'yehe B'Sofa. There is a point at the beginning of a year where Hashem decides what's going to be at the end of the year. Mimai de Tishrei Hu. How do I know that that happens in Tishrei? That you should blow shofar when there is a kisoy b'kesa, when the moon is covered, the ezu chag shachodesh mischasebo, and what is the only yontif where the moon is covered up because it's so tiny since it's the very beginning of the month? What's the only yontif that falls out in the beginning of the month? That's Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv kichok liyisalu mishpat elokei Yaakov. When there's mishpat in Tishrei for all of the Jewish people. So main point number two is that there are three explanations of what it means that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim. That Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for years. One is if we're counting the years of a Jewish king, of a non-Jewish king. Second, that it's the beginning of a tkufa, the beginning of a season. And third, what we commonly associate Rosh Hashanah with, that it's a time of judgment for the whole year, that Hashem judges our success and failures for the whole rest of the year. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up at Tanu Rabbanan on the third line.